The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor. Then you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." The Gospel of the Lord.
In our first reading today and then our gospel, there's one thing that's super important about our faith being tested, you know, to be able to face trials in our life. And I think the primary thing that actually often stands in our own way of that is being comfortable. You know, in many ways, we live in one of the most comfortable periods of history where our basic needs are so met, you know, even exceeded, you know, most of the time. Often we have so much food that we can't even eat it all before it goes bad and you have to throw it away. And our house is a comfortable temperature. I mean, you ever have like a modern convenience go out on you and it's just like, and it gets a little cold in the house? You're like, "Oh my gosh, I'm freezing. The heater broke." And you've gotten so used to that that it's just like, it's like an absolute shock to the system. How cold it would get in the winter if your heater broke or something like that. But we think of so many times in history where people weren't provided for in such a way, they didn't have quite as much that illusion surrounding them that everything was fine, you know? And so you tend to trust more in God when everything is not fine, you know, when you're a little bit unsure if you're gonna be taken care of. I don't know if it's in the bulletin quite yet, but it should be shortly if it's not already. But I'm really glad because we were working on this and I didn't know if it would work out or not. But my beloved cousin that I've mentioned before, Brother Rufino, who's a Franciscan friar of the Renewal in Honduras, is going to come out with one of the friar priests, Father Richard Romer, during a Lenten mission here. They're going to be here somewhere. It's like the 26th or something like that to the first, I forget. It's somewhere during our Lent time that they're actually going to be here and do a Lenten mission for us. And often for me, I'm reminded often when I think of my cousin and when I see their way of life, because the Franciscan friars of the Renewal live a very austere life. Most of the time they sleep on the floor and, you know, they have essentially the habit that they have on them. And you know, and again, like, religious life, there's nothing really that they call their own. Practically, there are things that are their own, like nobody's probably going to take their habit rosary or their habit off of them or something like that. But everything is truly in community, but there are things that you use in a practical way. And I'm just constantly reminded that even as a diocesan priest, how much more I have than he does. And that constantly reminds me of the poverty that Jesus calls us to. And it's not so much about the things, but it's our attachment to them, right? You know, it's like, how much do they keep us comfortable? Like, do we have a loose grip on them? Because many people can have things, and it's sort of like easy come, easy go. And if we could develop that relationship with things, then that's a pretty healthy one. But if we find that they're constantly obstacles in our way, and that's exactly what he realizes about the rich young man. It's not even so much about his possessions, but it's how they have a hold on him in his life. So he brings up the one thing that he knows is the obstacle in his life, because he's already making all of these efforts. And so he's just like, what's the one last obstacle for you? It's this stuff that you have. And then you can see, even though the apostles of Jesus are not super wealthy people for the most part, they realize that they have a lot of attachments too, because what's their reaction, right? The reaction is like, oh man, like, then who has hope? Who can go to heaven if this is what the call is? And so, again, he raises the bar, as he often does with us, and their faith is tested. But often, what seems impossible when we first hear it becomes possible throughout our journey, throughout our trials. There are things that I was confronted with. I don't know, maybe you've had this experience even in our Catholic life. You're like, oh man, that's a sin? I don't know, that's too hard. I don't know if I could let go of that. And yet you end up letting go of it once you're aware of it. Over time, maybe, might take some time to eradicate whatever the thing is. And then you're like, oh man, I remember praying the Liturgy of the Hours. That was really hard at first, when I was like, oh, 5 different times a day? You know, and then you get in the seminary, and then you pray in the morning, and you pray in the evening, and then somehow, but what happens, right? You didn't get allotted any more time in the day, but you finally start to shift your priorities. You finally start to see what's more important in your life, and you start devoting less time to the stuff that doesn't matter and more time to the stuff that does. And so that's exactly what it is. It's a rearrangement of our priorities in our daily life to simply spend less time on the stuff that, again, is earthly, and more time than the stuff on things that are attached to God into a heavenly reality. And so it's just a constant reevaluation of that. And so only 2 days from now, we're reminded of that. So the church gives us a whole season to remind us what detachment is like in preparation for Christ to come, you know, into our life, for his salvation in our life. So as we get closer to Lent, maybe you haven't made a decision yet. I haven't quite solidified it in my own mind. But what is it that we're going to give up? What is it we're going to give? You know, what are we going to do during this Lent that's going to actually bring us closer to Christ? God bless you all.